Welcome to Seeking Paradise, reflections on spirituality, community, and justice.
When the Hebrew slaves escaped from Egypt, with that Egyptian army hot on their tails, they reached the shore of the Red Sea and realized there was nowhere else to go. They got as far as they could, and the army was bearing down on them with their chariots and their horses. And they said, "We're going to die. Well, what was the point of that? We just escaped. We're just going to die here on the shore of the sea. Oh, we might as well have stayed and be slaves and die as slaves rather than come out here to be slaughtered." But Moses prayed to God, and he held his staff up and dipped it into the sea. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Then Miriam began to walk forward. She began to walk into the sea, walk with the sea lapping at her ankles. And then she kept walking. She walked until the sea was up to her knees and kept going. And she was in the water up to her waist, and she kept going. And she kept wading out with the water now rising to her neck, and she kept going. And just as the water was about to cover her mouth, it began to sink down again. And she kept walking, and as she walked, the level of the sea dropped and dropped until she was walking on dry land. And she walked forward into the dry land between the sea parted on either side. And the rest of the Israelites followed her out, escaping from Egypt. How do we step towards freedom? How do we step out of Egypt? How do we step out of slavery into a land of freedom? How do we step towards a world where Black people are not harassed by the police? How do we step towards a world where people in Pakistan don't drown in floods caused by climate change? How do we step towards a world where people aren't imprisoned by poverty, by worry about paying their bills? How do we step towards a world where trans people feel safe to go to the toilet? How do we step towards a world where we're not imprisoned by patriarchy, by racism, by colonialism, by capitalism? How do we step towards a world where we're not imprisoned by our fears, by our worries, by our shame? How do we step towards freedom? The story of freedom is the central story of the Bible. It is the root story. The root story is not the creation story. The root story is not giving the Ten Commandments. It's not Abraham being called to begin a nation. The root story in the Bible that all the other stories keep referring back to is the story of freedom, the story of Exodus, the story of escape from slavery in Egypt towards freedom. The root story is the story of freedom. Those of us who are liberally religious believe our faith is about liberation. That's what it means to be liberal, to believe in freedom. To believe in freedom, to believe that the journey of the spirit is the journey of being spiritually freed from every form of slavery, from every form of imprisonment, as individuals and as a human race. There's one work of liberation we're all trying to work towards. What does this story suggest about how we step towards freedom? I think the first step is compassion. There's an intimacy in the phrase, "Let my people go. Let my people go." In the story of the burning bush, God says to Moses, "I've heard the cries of my people. I've seen their misery." Moses is invited into the work of liberation, first through compassion, to be part of God's compassionate response to the world. The ones we love are suffering. The ones who are our people are suffering. And we demand their freedom. Sometimes that compassion is for ourselves as well. We have to listen to our own pain, have self-compassion in not tolerating the oppression, the suffering, the slavery we're in. Compassion for ourselves, compassion for our own freedom to say, "Let my people go." The second step towards freedom is courage. In that Jewish story, Miriam takes the steps into the Red Sea, taking a step forward into the sea, even though the waters have not yet parted. Taking a step towards freedom, even though the way is not yet clear. It can feel overwhelming when we see all that needs doing in the world, all the oppressions that surround us. But what's one step we can take towards freedom? What's one step you can take towards freedom? To take the step into the cold water, even when it seems like it's not going to part. The third step towards freedom is community. Knowing we can't do it alone. Exodus is not a story of one person getting freed from slavery. It's the story of a people getting freed from slavery. Moses says, "I can't do it alone. I'm not a good public speaker. I'm not good at this kind of thing." "That's okay," says God. "Take your brother Aaron along too. He can help you out with the things that you're not good at. We can help each other. We can use each other's skills. We can look after each other. Liberation is something we do together, leaning on each other, helping each other out, sharing the load and understanding where privilege means a greater load has to be taken by some more than others. Because liberation is one thing. It's not different things, it's one thing. You can't just attack sexism and not also the fight against racism. You can't try to get liberation from homophobia without also fighting against transphobia. Either we're all free or none of us are free. That's the central insight of the universalist tradition. The idea that liberation or salvation is something that has to be for all of humanity. We can't be separated off into heaven and hell, into this way and that way. No, it's for us all. It is something we are doing as a human race, the movement towards liberation, not something we're just doing as individuals. The spirit is not saving this person here or that person there. The spirit is the work of saving humanity as a whole. We're in it together. None of us are free until all of us are free. Those of us rooted in a story of spiritual liberation see this unity of liberation. And that means that the work of prayer, the work of inner liberation from our anxiety, from our fear, from our addiction, is also the work of political liberation out of slavery, out of poverty, out of oppression. It's all one work of liberation that we're working towards. Liberation is costly, said Desmond Tutu. It's not easy. But there are steps we can take, even into the cold water that doesn't seem to be parting. The step of compassion, and the step of courage, and the step of community.